Phone Boy Speaks, episode 212. Oh, hi. Oh, hi, a journaling app that uses app.net as a back end, was introduced today in the iTunes store for iOS devices. And what this app does is it allows you to essentially journal, and it puts the entries in the app.net backend, and what that really means is that you can type in a message and you attach a location to it and optionally a picture, and you can either decide to share that with yourself, and so it just puts it in your journal, which is simply a channel in app.net that only you can read. You can also decide to share that message with folks on either app.net or on Twitter, and you can choose from the individual entry. And one of the things that's clever about it is that, unlike, say, on Foursquare, right, where you can check in at your house, but what that does is that when you add your home as a location, it actually puts that in Foursquare's database. This doesn't do that. So if I create, for example, my home, and as long as I don't publicly share that post, then that location never gets shared. And actually, if putting that location in my, in my journal, nobody else is going to, nobody else can check in at that location, right? That's unless they happen to be at my house or whatever and create their own location. But essentially, my home location is private unless I decide to share that location, which I may not do. And the app is just, an app's just simple, right? I mean, there's really not much more to it than that. You create journal entries, and you can, and you each day there's a new page, and you just put stuff in it, and you can share what you want with the world, or share nothing with the world, and just keep it to yourself. But all of the data is stored in the app.net backend, and so even though, I may not share anything, I can move around, and other apps could potentially read that data and use that data that also happen to use app.net. It's fairly straightforward format from what I understand. And, again, this is a brand new app. I've never really been into journaling apps before, but I seem to be smitten by this one. And it remains to be seen how much I use it, since it's only been out less than a day. But I ponied up my $4.99 for it because I wanted to support this developer who had recently gotten independent and had been wanting to actually develop this app for a long time. If you read his blog post on it, he started working on prototypes of this app when Gowalla decided to go, shut down essentially. And actually, there's already an importer for data from Foursquare that somebody has hacked together that will put the data into Ojai. So, I've been using Foursquare for a while, and I check in from time to time on different places. But I like the idea that you can take that data from somewhere else and put it somewhere that is essentially yours. And that's, again, one of the reasons I like app.net as a back end is that you're not the product, right? You're paying for a service, and your data is yours, and you can export it. And this Ojai app is an example of something that's not like Twitter, right? It's something that uses that same back end, and the data could potentially be read by other things. And so, and I don't have to recreate my social graph. I can share with social networks that I already use, like, even on Foursquare, right? If I have friends on Foursquare, then that's a social graph I've built just because I've been on Foursquare. It doesn't use my information from Twitter or Facebook or other places that I happen to be. So, and I like that there are many, many uses for app.net. And that's just one of them. Even though this is a 1.0 release, I highly recommend it, and it's definitely worth checking out. There's already some bugs, of course, it's for a 1.0 release, and Steve Strezza is going to get them sorted out and move on. I think this is worth checking out, and you can actually create an account on app.net, even if you don't already, you know, if you don't have one. And so, and you can create an app.net account for free now. So I think you have to go through the ADN Passport app, which itself is free, but you can, that's one of the ways that you authenticate with this app is through ADN Passport. And that's how I did it, and it worked pretty well. But in that case, you can certainly create a new account if one does not exist. And, you know, you can use this app. And again, nobody else can see the data but you unless you decide you want to share it. So it's definitely, as I say, it's definitely something if you want to see the, you know, just something different out of app.net. And this is one of those examples, and I'm sure there'll be many more to come from Steve and developers like him.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.